after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel, it's all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J. And, man, we got another great show for you lined up, as usual. Today is Wednesday. We call it Hump Day at the Dust Wednesday. And every Hump Day at the Dust Wednesday, you never know. It's like a mystery pot of what the heck might happen. So, in the nature of this day, oh, yeah, it's going to be funny as heck. Today's show is going to be crazy. We got a special guest checking into the show. We got my girl China Doll checking in and came with to chop it up with her. We also got a little special segment that me and Mia are going to be doing on today's show. Buckle your seatbelts. So, yeah, it's about to get real. Buckle your seatbelts. All right, so what's going to happen is the segment is we're going to take, me and me are going to, we made up, you know, kind of either going to do it on the fly, you know, me, I kind of play with the stuff. Haven't quite figured out what's going to be my final one I'm going to use, but we'll see when I get to that part of the show where we're taking Disney songs and we're remixing classic Disney songs, where they've been from a movie or a classic Disney TV show, and we're making thought remixes of it. So, yes, the songs will be about thoughts. So, yeah, it's going to be fun because Mia being an artist, I know that she's going to have fun with this, just how goofy that is. And me, I just love mischief. So, yeah, it's going to be funny. Greg's already laughing. He's like, oh, my God. Yeah, it's gonna be funny. Y'all wait for this. It's going to be funny as heck. Because wait till you see the one I'm thinking about. I think I picked the one I'm going to do. I think I have. So, it's going to be a cappella. It's just going to buckle up for it. So, later on the show, make sure you stay tuned in the whole show, because we will be going in on that. So, yes, at 15 of the hour, we will be interviewing my girl China Doll. But before we get to that, how was your day today, Miss Mia?
It was good.
That's good. That's good. That's good. That's all just good.
Yeah, it was straight. It was a chill thing.
How can we upgrade it from just good and chill to like awesome?
It wasn't awesome. I just watched cartoons, did music stuff.
Oh, no cartoon watches for me today. I didn't
watch any TV today.
I was watching a basketball game. That interesting thing. You know what's so crazy? Well, you know, it's not really crazy. When I asked on Facebook, you know how I go on Facebook, you ask a rhetorical question that, you know, obviously you already know the answer to. You're just kind of more so just tripping off it. You know, just kind of making a statement more so, and just seeing the other people catching on that they caught on to. Like, I was watching the game. Of course, you know, the game is tonight is Cleveland versus Atlanta. It's the first game of the series. So, you know, first two games will be in Atlanta. And, you know, on the Oregon in the background of the game, You can hear them playing all these different strip club anthems. I'm like, okay. Like, I know I ain't the only, so I'll type on Facebook, I know I ain't the only one to hear these strip club anthems they playing. And then somebody goes, "What are you on, ATL?" I'm like, duh, I didn't need you to answer that. I was just making a statement more so.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, because you know that's – you know. You said what?
I didn't watch it.
Oh yeah, it's still on. It's on. Like it was at the halftime, like right before the show. Like, okay, yeah, let me cut that. I had to cut it off because that was gonna be a distraction if I didn't. But yeah, oh my God, man. So, shout out to me putting in the weights today, man. Yesterday. I was in my weight training. Later on in the night.
I see you've been working
it after the show. Yeah, I've been doing it for about a month and almost 2 weeks now. A month and 2 weeks. So I've been staying strong. People be treating me like, man, you really serious about this. I'm like, hey, you know, that's just me. That's just how I've been with everything this year. Like, if I said I'm going to do something,
I'm gonna do it,
and I'm gonna go as hard as I can. As long as it's in my power to do it, I'm gonna do it. And so,
yeah.
I mean, I go. Matter of fact, today actually, I just thought about today's my rest day, so I'm kind of gonna be going to withdrawal because I'm trying to do right and take rest. But if I had my way, besides the human body allows you to do sometimes, I'd work out every goddamn day.
Yeah.
And I mean
if
hard,
I miss a day working out, I'm not going
hardcore.
Back.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You know,
on Instagram.
I don't know. It's more so on the fact of, like, since my mind has became so used to, okay, I can take a rest and then go back. I think that's why I'm able to do it, because I'm so used to making that transition.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going crazy because today's speaking of watching TV, usually I would be watching TV at the 7 o'clock hour Central Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
I would be watching a certain show, but since this season finale was last week, I'm kind of screwed. So,
what show?
Arrow. I was watching. And then the other show that's the spinoff, The Flash, its season finale was yesterday, so I got to go do withdrawals until fall. This is ridiculous. I cannot handle this. I need them all to be on right now.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's going to be – and it just left us hanging. I feel like a girl that, you know how you ladies be feeling when – Or the fellas, how you know when the ladies treat you? When, you know, you hitting it real good, and all of a sudden, they just stop, and you don't get to bust a nut. That's how I feel. Like, I'm like, I want to go.
No.
I got a little more in me, and you don't really get it. You can't do it because they just leave you just laying there. That's how I feel with these shows not being on the fall. It is killing me.
You're funny.
And then Empire don't come out today. It's like, I just can't, what am I going to do? I can't do this. I can't do it. I'm
White
going
Tiger?
Crazy. Yeah, you're right. You know what? In Power Rangers, you know, people hate on me, but shit, I had a person who played a Power Ranger on the show, so obviously that shows I don't care. But, yeah, Power
I
Rangers
like
are going to the fall.
Stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you talking about like on Adult Swim? Yeah, Adult Swim do be banging.
I don't know. I'm not talking about like Sweetie or no shit like that. Like, I be watching some boss shit.
I know. Some of the classic cartoons do go hard, though. Like,
Popeye. I love Popeye. Like,
man, because, I mean, like, you like watching the old
cartoons.
What's her
name? Was a thought? What's her name? Olive Oil was a thought. She didn't know who she wanted to fuck.
Yeah, see. All right. Oh, who else? You know why you talking? Since that's the theme of the show. Who else was a cartoon?
Who was it that?
Who else was a cartoon thought? Let me think. If she somebody else to do that, it was just one. I think
maybe
it was
Snow White.
Snow White.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she was around seven dudes all the time. I don't, you
yeah,
know, they
like,
really show behind the scenes. I don't know.
They probably
that.
Like ran a train on her or something. You never know.
Yeah, we got
that.
Oh, I got another one. It was an old Tom and Jerry cartoon where Tom was putting in all this work trying to get chose, and all of a sudden, you know, she ended up dating. She ended up dating Jerry instead. I'm like, that's some whole shit.
Oh, I think I saw that.
This nigga brought her flowers and everything. He putting all kind of work in, and that it just didn't go right.
It just did not go. He was trying too hard.
Patty Mayonnaise. I'll tell you about Patty Mayonnaise. I thought she was really. She just kept making. She was making my boy Doug hang on too damn long. Man, quit making this dude, run this dude to the ringer, give him some play, man. So,
man, I love
that
show. That was my shit. I'm going to watch it on YouTube after the show.
Oh, me and one of my roommates, we used to make a joke about. That would be like the funniest porn music ever. Somebody having sex to the Doug theme song. That's just out of line. Like, I got to draw the line somewhere.
No way.
So, yeah. I'm going to think of some more, but for in the midst of doing that, we're going to go to a music break, and then we'll be back. Since it is Thought Day, let's go ahead and show love to. Let's just play a song. You know, this song not necessarily dedicated to thoughts, but it is a good song to just play and thoughts do like to thought to it. But you know, regular girls, I can turn up to it too. Don't trip. Here we go.
I'm about to hit the club and dance like a stripper. Ain't got a nigga. I'm thrown on that liquor.
Like a stripper. I swear she got them lips like she Angelina Jolie. When the niggas see her, they won't cuff her like the police. Y'all niggas know me, M-E-O-G. Even though these girls are dogs, I leave them hoes on no leash. Work, 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 work,
work, work some.
I don't mind throwing money if that chick is worth some. But if she is worth some, get that hoe more liquor. She'll turn into a stripper, then you send her to a nigga.
Work.
Ain't got a nigga, I'm throwing on that liquor. I'm about to hit the club and dance like a stripper.
I'm buying a pink, say it's the time of the week, but I know she lying to me. I know the mind of a freak, them hoes are grinding, they sleep. But PYT, I ain't get me with VIP, YG the beast. Say she dying to me, in me, cause I am a beast. She ain't a diamond to me, but since she and I, I'm a beast. Your girl be whining to me, but I be supplying to me. No, I ain't grinding for free, so hit me, cause I'm in the deep.
Play me. I can't do that. No. All right, so y'all, we got in the building. Oh, welcome to the show. The first time ever. And yeah, my girl, China Doll. What's up? What's up?
Hi, what's up, Winston?
How much? We're glad to have you.
Well, thanks for having me. It's an honor.
Oh, it's an honor to have you on the show as well. You know, you always working hard. You know, you one of the ladies here in the DFW that's working hard, and I know it's really hard to work. As Mia says a lot in here as well, it's a hard job to work in DFW, but somebody's got to do the dirty job.
Of course, I try. That's all I could do, you know, play my part.
Absolutely. Well, ma'am. But we got so much to talk about because, wow, I mean, I've known you since, like, you really started really going extra hard in the industry. But,
yes,
you know, let's kind of go backwards. As far as, like, how you got to start, you know, what made you get into the modeling industry? How did you get first good start?
I mean, you know, every girl wants to be a model, so of course I had that dream. My uncle was a photographer, so I would, you know, do shoots for him for fun growing up. And then about a year ago, I had someone tag me in a submission for Inkdolls magazine, like cover shoot. And unfortunately, I didn't get the cover, but it made me realize how much I love modeling and how much, you know, I really wanted to just put my all into it and see where it could take me. And it's been a good journey so far, so good.
Most definitely. You know, what would you say, you know, as far as like so far, because you know, some people don't realize a year in the modeling game is actually a very long time because a lot can go so fast depending on how you work yourself. You know, what would you say is probably one of your biggest regrets you had in the industry so far?
So far, probably not starting out as strong as I've been going lately, because I was kind of, you know, still trying to figure out, should I do it, shouldn't I do it, you know. A lot of people have negative things to say. It's a hard industry to get into. So, you know, you hear a lot of no's before you hear a lot of yeses. And, you know, a lot of people tell you that, but it's different when you're actually going through it. So, you know, it was, I kind of depended, I guess, on the wrong people to help me, you know, get my dream out there instead of just putting it all in myself. So now I'm just kind of, you know, doing the independent thing, like doing my own research and booking my own shoots and doing my own submissions and just seeing where, you know, that takes me.
Okay, so you've had opportunities to necessarily begin the agency before or whatnot?
Well, I mean, not necessarily just the agency, but, like, you know, just working with someone who wants, you know, people sell you a lot of dreams in this industry. So, you know, I kind of got caught up in that in the beginning, someone saying they were going to manage me and promising me this and that. And, you know, I played my part and I wasted a lot of time, you know, hoping and waiting on someone else to kind of get my career going. So now it's kind of more like I'm looking for an agency still. I've had a lot of offers. It just wasn't necessarily at the right time. But, I mean, you know, I feel like what's meant to be will be. So I'm just playing my part until then, building my portfolio and, you know, doing what I have to do. So when it's my time is there, like, I'm ready, you know?
Right. And I like the fact that, you know, you decide to bounce back, because a lot of models, man, like, they meet any kind of adversity, they give up too quick. And, you know, for you, that shows strong character that you were able to just, like, stay in the fight.
Thank you. I mean, it definitely was hard. You know, there's definitely times I wanted to give up when, you know, the people you think are going to support you the most don't. It definitely makes it even more discouraging. So, you know, there's definitely times it was hard, but at the end of the day, like, I have to live for me, and I have to do, you know, what's going to make me happy in the long run. So once you have that mindset, it's like your dreams are reality as long as you start chasing them, you know, and that's kind of what I've come to. So it made me want it more, if that makes sense. You know, it made me want to work harder for it. It made me, like, it gave me that drive that I needed to, that I guess I was lacking before. It was just like, let me try it out, see where it goes. Now it's like, I want it. I'm going to go get it, you know? So I guess it helped me.
Okay, so another question I asked before I throw the ball over to my co-host. What would you say is your favorite personal assets about yourself, and what do men and women usually say is their favorite about you, then, for their point of view?
I mean, I personally would say my personality, my smile is definitely one of my best assets, just because, like, I'm a lover at heart. Like, I, you know, I have good intentions, so I come off friendly, or I try to at least. So I definitely think, you know, a pretty face is nice, but it only goes so far. So I try to be more than that. But, I mean, a lot of people
say that one more time, please. Say that last part one more time.
A pretty face is nice, but it only goes so far. I mean, you know, eventually that you need more than that. So, you know, I hear a lot of people tell me, you know, I'm mixed, so I get a lot of compliments on, you know, my skin, my hair, and things like that. But, you know, to me, I think it's my personality. I get that a lot from people, definitely.
You know what? You said something about the mixing. Like, I already see, I'm a peak because I see the love you show to other people. You don't allow that to how you show love to other people. Like, you show love to people of all different shades. Like, I pay attention to that really closely. Like,
I mean,
for instance, our girl star, she's a beautiful chocolate woman all the way to a beautiful light-skinned woman you show love. So I always respect it about you.
I mean, because I feel like beauty comes in every form, like every shade, every size. It's, you know, beauty is, it's, you know, like they say, it's beauty's in the eye of the beholder. To me, everyone is beautiful in their own way. Like, I was born in New York. I grew up around all kind of culture, so it made me really open-minded to, you know, give everyone a try, give everyone a chance. At the end of the day, like, we're all human, you know? So to me, it's not about the skin color and where you are and where you're from. It's who you are, you know? So That's just my thing.
Yeah, because when the lights go out, everybody darts in. Okay. All right, so I'm going to put the ball over to Mia. Mia, go ahead, take the reins.
You asked her a million questions. Like, I don't have any questions. But I did follow her on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
She seems very sweet. And she does have a lot of pictures. So, obviously, she's grinding. But, you asked all the questions, so.
Nah, I know you got some good ones. Cause you be, I saw what happened last week. I know you got some.
I really don't. Like, you really...
I'm throwing the ball to you.
I got nothing.
Did you pass the ball back? Okay.
That's fine.
Oh, I just asked everything. I got a universe of questions to ask.
I see. Hell.
Maybe I have answers. Let's see.
Okay. okay. What's one of the funniest things you've done in life so far?
I mean, you know, like I said, I grew up in New York, so it was very adventurous. Like, you know, riding the subway was an experience. Like, I was one of the, I've always been artistic, like one of those kids that was rebellious, you know, hanging out all night kind of thing. So, like, that was definitely probably the funnest days. You know, I was young, had no worries, just kind of living the life, I felt like at the time, you know. So that was definitely probably the funnest thing so far.
Yeah, you know, because I'm originally from Jersey, so you know, I live in Texas, breathe Texas, I breathe it all day long. Yeah, that Jersey still lingers in me.
Yeah, you can't help it. I'm the same way. I love Texas, it definitely molded me a bit being from New York and New Jersey.
Yeah, because it helped you deal with some of these scoundrels down here. Give one up. I'll be wanting to pop some of these folks in the face. Like, nah. And especially, I love, like, some of you that think they're so gangster. They wouldn't last 10 minutes. They wouldn't last 10 minutes up in, if I took them to where I'm originally from, the section, the Wilbur section in Trenton, New Jersey, half of these fake behind thugs wouldn't last 10 minutes there. Everybody's like, let me go. Hey.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm gonna throw a really big monkey wrench at you because you didn't see these questions coming. So, it's Wednesday. Wednesday, you never know what I'm gonna ask. That question being, I got a couple of questions for you. And Mia laughing because she already know how I am on Wednesday. If you could pick. All right, I'm gonna take this to a whole other world. So buckle your seatbelt. If you can make out with three, if you can choose three female celebrities to make out with, who would they be and why?
Definitely.
I never know I'm gonna ask. I just. Throw them up my head.
Angelina Jolie, her lips, I love them. Janae Aiko.
Wow, okay.
I love her, definitely. And probably Gabrielle Union, I love her too. Those are three of my favorite
last one.
Which one?
I wasn't expecting Gabrielle Union.
Yes, I mean, you know, I like them all.
You know what? They was hating on Gabrielle the other day. I know you saw that post I put. They was really trying to hate on her. It's like,
really? Well, I mean,
okay.
I support her. Like, she's a great actor and actress to me. So I love her. She's beautiful. Like, the little grin and smirk she does, I love it.
Well, yeah, they was hating on her because she lost weight. And, you know, I was talking about how this always pisses me off when. Yeah, when you losing weight, you know, all of a sudden, like, it drives me nuts. You know, it's a lose-lose situation. If you're too big, people are going to hate on you in the industry. If you're too small, people are going to hate on you in the industry. So, at the end of the day, just be the size you want to be and do it for you, not for these people that not for fucking Facebook or Instagram likes.
That's exactly how I feel. I feel like as long as you're healthy and you're not doing anything crazy or dangerous to your body, like, you know, who cares what people think? Because they're always going to think something, you know? It's, as long as you're content within yourself, like, you're beautiful. That's what matters, as long as you're healthy. So if that's the case, you know, then I hope, you know, I hope everything's all right with it.
Right. All right, so I got one more question for you before you go. If you had 24 hours left to live, what's some of the most outrageous things you would do to go out with a bang?
I want to travel the world, so I don't know. I'm going to have to try to make that happen. If I have 24 hours to live, I'll be doing something, trying to get from city to city, state to state, country to country, as quick as I can, trying to see everything before I go.
So you got, cause you got 24, so you got 24 hours, so pretty much you just go jump on the plane, just fly around the world and sound like. Yeah, you win, cause 24 hours,
to see
you
the
got
world
stuck, and you got stop it somewhere, you got get wait for the plane to take off, all that.
We'll see. You never
know.
Hopefully by then I'll have a private jet and it'll be much easier. I could just go to the main cities, not too far, you know.
Okay,
not
the main cities. All right. Oh, my God. I do got one more because, part of your heritage is Jamaica. Jamaican?
Yes.
Have you ever been to Jamaica before?
Of course, plenty of times.
Oh, man, how's it? Because I've been dying to go. Like,
yes,
I would like to hear
people
how it is.
It's definitely somewhere
yeah,
I feel like everyone should visit. I love it. It's, you know, I love the tropicalness. It's a beautiful island. It's relaxing, you know. Everywhere has their good and bad parts, but at the end of the day, it's a beautiful island. Like, the food is delicious. The fruits are delicious. Like, the beach is
the
beautiful. You know, everything about it is nice.
If I go there, I feel like I'm gonna act like a thought. That's what keeps me from going there.
Oh,
I'm
my
like,
God.
Nah.
I'm gonna smoke as much as I can if I go to Jamaica.
Oh, you would want to.
Yes.
You
I would
don't
just
want
smoke.
To. Yes,
and look at the men with dreads and
best.
Six packs running on the beach.
Mhm.
Yes.
Sounds like my kind of day.
I want to go to like the. Man, the reggae, because the reggae parties, I've been to some reggae parties
yes.
up here. Off
oh,
the
yes.
chain, but the ones out there, I be watching the videos on YouTube. I'm like, because people don't realize, I actually love reggae music the most of this, too. Because I ain't one of them dudes to just stand there. Don't say nothing, Mia. I ain't one of them to just stand there. I want them dudes to be moving. Cause I know what Mia gonna do. She gonna play me. That's why I like. I don't say nothing.
I ain't gonna play you today. Not today. I did it last week.
That's what we're all about. Like in the Caribbean, dancing is a part of the culture. Like it's, you know, it's a different kind of dancing. Some extent, depending what kind of reggae you're listening to, but. Like, it's beautiful. Like, I love it. I feel like everyone needs to experience it at least once in their life, you know?
Right. My sister, she went to the Bahamas. Like, the Bahamian people, they try to claim us. I'm like, well, maybe that's part of my heritage. Maybe I'm part Bahamian. So I claim that. That's a good one.
Did you really just say that?
Yeah, we have a Bohemian. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Bahamian.
I did.
Is that what you just said?
Yeah, I did. I need to sound ratchet. Let me go ahead and give myself the award. I deserve the cricket award of the day. There you go.
Oh,
don't
man.
Play me, y'all. Let me off the hook.
You got it.
Okay. We gonna do better. All right, so
you go
all right, try to let them know how they can find you.
Well, you can definitely find me on Instagram at China Dolly, CHYNABOLLEE.
Here's something I just learned, and you're going to laugh at me. You're going to go, duh, Seti. It just, until this week, I just caught on. Like, the way you saw it, I was like, okay, I like the way she spelled her Marla name. But then it peaked when you spelled it a certain way. I caught on to something. I was like, I see what she did there. So I didn't figure that out until this week, so I feel so slow.
That's messed up because I didn't catch on until right now when you said something.
I was like, I see what she did there. That was clever. So now, I'm like, people, I love names that's unique.
Like, I agree. Me too.
There's nobody name. I never heard, somebody gonna come tell me, you ain't really heard no names in CJ, but I've never heard anybody with Eliani in their name. So, that's new to me. Like, I was like, Dana Park. God, people don't be. It don't be having names that tell a story. So, big ups to that. Big ups to people that got clever things going on.
I try. All right, I wanted it to be something true to me, who I am. What's better than my last name?
So what we going to do, we going to go to another quick song break. If you want, you're welcome to stay for this next segment to listen to this craziness, what to do. We come back. Y'all, if we do something really crazy, me and Mia we each got our own song. We're gonna mess up. Yes, I did say mess up. Taking classic Disney songs and making them to thought remixes. Y'all don't want to miss this. We'll be back after this. I'm telling you, I got a really, really good one. And y'all might think, I'm like, okay, Seti, let's see you, bruh. All right,
it better not be like that.
No, it's not gonna be there because everybody's making remixes to that right now, so I'm letting that one kind of die out. But yeah, we gonna be back. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. It's EMP in your area. Send right in your area. Word V in your area. Hoodlum EMT in your area. EMP in your area. Send right in your area. Word V in your area. Hoodlum EMT in your area.
If it takes me higher than dudes, I set this bitch on fire with no lies to use. Okay, 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 okay. I give my life to you and I'll fight for you. I promise everything, I recite the truth. Okay, 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 okay. Until the rain goes away, I'm trying to do a show a day. Let the beat fade out and shorty in the sample say. Those diamond pearl dreams without a squirrel scene. We bust numerous nuts and made every girl scream. Sorry, a little bragging in the intro, but shorty told me okay. And just happens to be an info. She's a floozy that uses a tongue when she unlatches the window. And before she jumps off the ledge, she yells, welcome to the Sin Show. That's how we touch bases, frequent exchanges of fuck faces. She has a sluttish waist. It's time to pop off in public places. And the way her ass is, I don't know where the fuck her waist is. She's not a human. She has junk in the trunk of spaces. She gives it to me like there's one life to lose. And the flame is high. She teaches that firefight in school. So I work my magic. A couple tricks I like to use. Watch me set that ass on fire. With no lights to you.
Me higher than yours. I set this bitch on fire with no lights to lose. Okay, 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 okay. I give my life to you and I'll fight for you. I promise everything, I recite the truth. Okay, 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 okay.
What's up, baby? Come roll with the winners. Come holla at them gangsters, them dime piece sippers. Now shall I continue? I'm on my fly shit, got piff. That'll keep the ladies on my highness. High times I get, I be floating to the bank. I be on my cloud now, so baby, tell me what you think. If we at the bar, baby, won't you tell me what you drink? We could sip the whole bottle, then it's back to my place. Put you in the 2-3, had you zoning up for weeks. Had you feeling like you climbed the mountain to the highest peak. Cause you know that I'm a beast, and you know that it's whatever. Cause you can't knock the hustle, cause the hustle is forever. I'm not the same shelter, Swiss and mozzarella. That top notch fella, see we belong together. See I'm a go-getter, show me what I gotta do. We gon' set this bitch on fire without no lighter.
Don't go high, don't sex me higher than yours. I set this bitch on fire with no lighter yours. Okay, 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 okay. I gave my life to you, and now I fight for you. I promise everything, I recite the truth. Okay, 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 okay.
Welcome back, everyone. Before we get to the rest of the show, we'll definitely take the time out to thank our sponsor. Sponsor is Audible.com. And Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. Let's go to audibletrial.com/CEDDYJ, that's CEDDY letter J, and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. Download a title free and start listening today. It's that easy. Just go to audibletrial.com/SettyJ. That's audibletrial.com/SettyJ. And get started today. And why Audible? Audible content includes more than 180,000 audio programs from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazine and newspaper publishers, along with business information providers. Check them out today. Audible.com. Audibletrial.com/SettyJ. All right. So now. This is the segment. We told y'all was coming up. We told you. I told you it was coming up. And, man, I'm going to be so, y'all going to be like, this boy is crazy. So, Mia, are you ready? I mean, I can go first.
I don't know.
Oh, you can go first. Who's going to go first? You want me to go first or you going to go first?
You're going first. I have to see how this works.
Okay. So what are we going to do? You can think of any Disney song, you know, that you know pretty well, but kind of change it up to, like, make, like, a thought version of the song.
What if I don't know a Disney song pretty well?
You know some Disney. There's some Disney songs.
All I know is
know.
Letting You Go.
I don't
that's
know,
why I say
that.
I hope you guys sing Let It Go.
But then use that one. Let's see what you got from that one. So I'll go first to kind of show you, you know, because I've been hanging on to mine, you know, for about an hour now. So yeah, I've been ready. No, as I never wrote it. It just in my head. I was just kind of playing with different ones. I was just kind of playing around with different ones in my head.
You cheated.
That I think
I thought we were
going
to wait together to do it. You know, you cheated. But go ahead with your verse that you rewrote in your head.
I don't tell you. Oh, yeah, I didn't write it. I just, no, what I did was I was playing. Yeah, you know, I pulled that Lil Wayne crap he be doing where he don't write his lyrics down. Like, I had a song earlier. Like, there was one I did write down earlier, and I didn't like it. It was, like, The Lion King, but I was like, nah.
Oh,
and I literally right before the show, I thought of one and said, oh, this is going to be the one I'm going to use. Like, all right, here we go. So let me set it up. The song I'm remixing is DuckTales, the DuckTales theme song.
Oh, man.
All right, here we go. Yeah, I know I ain't the best singer, but, you know, we're having fun, whatever. Here we go. Life is like a hurricane here in Thotburg. Strip clubs, hair shops. We miss. It's a Thotburg. It's not a mystery. You whore your pussy. Thot tells who. Every day you get it in boxes. Every day you get an inbox that tells, you probably gonna suck a dick, cause that tells, dun 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 dun, the danger watch behind you. There's a cop that's out to find you, cause he saw you on Craigslist, ooh, that tells, That's it. Oh, there you go. That was it.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Let it go. Let it go. I was born by the river. I was born by the river.
What the world was that? What is it? Go away. Go away.
You have not seen that Bond yet? Oh, my gosh. You were so late. That's how you know you old.
No, I watched it. Hold on.
Dub Smash.
I see a lot of Vines, but it's so
funny. Oh, my gosh. You
like,
have to go watch that. It's like I saw one where this girl's grandma's in the hospital, and they're doing this dub smash, and once they say, I was born by the river, I was shaking their ass. They shaking their ass in front of that grandma in the hospital, and she just looks so confused, like, what the hell is going on? It's hilarious. You have to go watch it.
I know one Vine that they keep, man, everybody named Mama keep doing videos, too.
Which one?
Like, they took the Little Einstein's theme song, like, every time whenever I watch Little Einstein with my niece, every time I listen to it now, I don't hear the regular theme song. I hear the remix. It's like, and like they make a little trap version. They make a trap beat to the song. It was like, what the heck? So everybody on Vine, the big crazies, doing the whip dance to that. We're going on a trip in our favorite rocket ship, going through the sky. Little Einstein, climb aboard, get ready to explore. Ooh, through the sky, little Einstein, we're going on a mission. Start the countdown: 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Empire rocket,
start the
wow.
Yeah, that is, hey man, it's a little Einstein theme song be going hard.
Mm-mm.
Like, man, you said what?
Did you see Kevin Gates' remix?
No, I did not see his remix.
I'll post it later. You're gonna laugh.
Lord. I don't think I'm ready for this one. Like my niece, and another thing is like wherever I babysit my niece and whatnot, you have to, you know, of course, to keep their attention span and whatnot, you gotta obviously, you know, you gotta try to, why you gotta watch these shows you normally wouldn't watch, and because you watch it so many times, you know the freaking songs.
Yeah,
like, man. Like I know almost all the Disney Junior theme songs and some of the inner songs is in it. Like they had.
I didn't watch Disney.
Yeah, like it's Bob. You know, I like it's some shows like they're not necessarily cartoons that I watch. Like I pretty much turned in with like when Girl Meets World comes in because you know Boy Meets World was hot back in the day. And I was like, man, I want to watch this mug. I want to see what they did different. Yeah, it's kind of dope. The Girl Meets World was kind of dope. I was going to it. I was like, damn it, it's on Disney Channel. That means they're going to make it corny as hell. They actually doing pretty good with it, though. But no, like Mickey Mouse, like my niece, she loves the hell out of Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Like,
I like the old Mickey Mouse.
And it's like this is a song they sing at the very end of every show. Goes hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Like it's
and they really be going.
Yeah, I'm gonna say you know the hot dog song. I'm gonna say you don't know what the hot dog song.
I know the hot dog song.
You know the hot dog song. Okay, all right, hold on. Yeah, I think since Mia said she know the hot dog song, we finna do something.
Hell no.
We finna do something out of line right now. Cause Mia said
Hell
she
no.
knows the hot dog song. Hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Yeah.
I don't know. I had to look at the lyrics when I listen to it. I don't know anymore. Or like when I hear it, I know it. It's like, oh, okay. But I don't know it like I by heart. Okay, there we go.
I have to be right there.
Yeah, it has to be on and then I'm good to go. I know how to do all the damn voices they do on the freaking everything. Okay, there we go. Hot dog. Hot dog, hot diggity dog. Now we've got your ears. It's time for a cheers. Hot dog, the problem solved. Hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Are you really singing the whole entire song?
Hot dog, hot diggity dog. It's a brand new day. What you waiting for? Get up, stretch out, stomp on the floor. Hot dog, hot diggity dog. We're splitting the scene. We're full of beans. So far, so long for now from Mickey Mouse.
That's me.
In the Mickey Mouse Club. And then my niece always wants, like, she watches Jake and Neverland Pirates. Not necessarily songs, but she always, like, she's seen some of those episodes so many times. This child memorizes the whole script of the show. Like, you're watching, like, oh my God, she's like quoting the entire episode. She knows how many freaking gold doubloons for the being the episode and everything.
That's five gold doubloons.
So, yes. Shout out to my niece. I love her.
We're not going to sing that whole song.
All right, I'm done. Yes, I sang the whole song just for her. That was just for her. I sang the whole entire song.
Yes, is she listening?
You know what? Sometimes she does. Like my brother, he listens, and it's funny because she's a little comedian because she'll call me Papa. She'll call me Pop Said, being funny because she's three now, and she's just so goofy about it. She go Pop Said. Now the story behind that is like my dad. She calls. You know, my dad, he goes by Papa C for her. And since I look so much alike my dad, she keeps calling me. She's like remixing what she's calling me. So instead of Uncle Said, it's Papa Said. And I said, no, it's Uncle Said. And every time I say what it really is, she laughs and goes, no, it's Papa Said. So,
Papa
yeah.
Said.
She just giggles her behind off when I tell her it's supposed to be Uncle Sid. It's like, oh, okay, you trolling me now. I see you trolling me. Because you think it's funny, ma'am, and you are not funny.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. It's that between that and, yes, my sister. Like, so, because sometimes she'll call, when she called, like my brother calls in, she begs to say something on the mic. And she go, hi. That kind of segues to a story that happened last night. Like, everybody's making this big deal about Stephen Curry's daughter. No, she's a 2-year-old daughter. You know, she's being real talkative. Yeah, and being real goofy and stuff. Like, come on, people. Get a freaking grip. Like, she, you know, she was, it was just,
so cute.
I didn't, I mean, yeah, you know, it was just kind of cool. It was, you know, it just wasn't that serious. I mean, it'd be different. People were asking these same old questions. Like, anybody with a freaking, you know, even Ray Charles could see what happened during the game. And sometimes they ask the same rundown questions. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Like, so, you know, that kind of made a spark yesterday of her being goofy, this 2-year-old girl being goofy or whatnot. But I think that the fact that he had his daughter, it kind of humanized, you know, it shows a human effect that, you know, hey, a big part of my life during this journey I'm going through is my child. And people don't be doing it. They don't get it, man. Like, at the end of the day, this all this hard work you do.
It's the awards.
You said what?
Chris Brown just brought his daughter to the awards.
Right. Like, well,
both were cute.
Right. Like, man, like you want your children to share that accomplishment with you.
Yeah.
Like, it's nothing better than when you, because you do it, because at the end of the day, a big part of what drives you to go hard at what you do is your kids. And that don't necessarily mean it'd be your kids, but even kids that, you know, you're like your nieces and nephews and whatnot. That's what drives you.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. What were they saying, though? They were, like, bad-talking it? Because I watched it last night.
Well, yeah. At the post-game interview, for the Warriors game last night, yeah, you know, his Stephon Curry had his daughter, you know, with him, and she's like, Daddy, let me sing your lap, you know, and she would just say all these goofy things, like, yeah, she was fake yawning and all this. It kind of made the dialogue a little more fun. And I think more so it kind of took the awkwardness out of that they usually do the interviews where they're trying to be real tough. I think, like, that kind of helped alleviate that for me. So, but some people are just tripping. They don't like the fact the kid was going in. He didn't like it. But it's all right. I get over it. It's not that serious.
Well, yeah. It's really not.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, like a public service announcement. Seriously. I need guys to stop. Guys, stop using the poke button on Facebook. There's nothing gay. That's one of the gayest things in the world. When I go into my freaking notifications and a guy presses the poke button, what the hell am I supposed to do? What the hell you think I'm going to do back? Poke you?
I don't get that because I have like 670 pokes. And I don't, like, are you supposed to poke back or is that like to get your attention or like how does that work?
I mean, it's different things. They've had poking since, you know, beginning of time of Facebook, but now, you know, but it's a feature that doesn't really need to be used anymore. Like,
yes, you know, I don't get it
because now people just do it instead of, like, there's millions of ways. Like, some people poke you because they're trying to get your attention and say, hey, pay attention to me, I added you, add me on your friends list, that's the type of stuff they do. Another one is, like, people think that cool, like, poking, like, it's not cool for another dude to poke, like, because when I think of poking, I think of poking.
It doesn't look,
you know, so it's like that thought process of a dude poking me, that doesn't, like, what makes you go press that button? Well, how about you comment on some stuff or show some true interest and your friends and the friends requested what it would of a problem, it will alleviate itself. But that wasn't, this person's on my friends list, so that's not the excuse. And I asked her, though, because this is not the first time this person poked me. And I said, dude, why the hell are you poking me? And they said they don't know. Like, the fuck is going on? I mean, you don't know.
He said he don't know.
Oh, he didn't know why. Like, that's silly crap.
Okay. Maybe he thought you were cute.
Okay. Just not happening. Not happening. I'm sorry. I love the ladies. Yeah, you know, I just love the women, man. There's no way. There's no way. I'm sorry. There's no way. Y'all are one of the most precious gifts, gifts that God can bless the world with. There's no way in the world that I would leave that gift.
Okay.
All right. So, on that note, after all that awkwardness, get ready to the next week. As we bring another great show next week, man. Can't wait. Cannot wait. Yeah, man. You never know. Just be on the lookout because I might have some stuff on my sleeve next week. Stay tuned. Next week, Real Spirit Radio will be back. You know, they took a break for a few weeks. The main host, she's on a cruise boat. So, yes, a cruise ship, wherever. That's a cruise boat, cruise ship. So, yeah, she'll be back. And you know, new episodes will be starting back again next week. Y'all know how we're doing the Real Spirit Radio episodes. We always do what we call pocket change. And that's where people send in their letters for advice. And trust me, we hold nothing back. If it's right, we're going to give you the pure truth. Whether it hurts your feelings or not.
Or not.
Or no. All right, so that being said, y'all, we roll on out. Follow me, Ceti J Dusk, everywhere. Mia, how can they follow you?
At me, Eliani, everything, Eliani.
We make it simple. We make it simple for y'all. That's what we do. It's not hard to find us. We made it very simple on purpose. So, yeah, we roll on out. See y'all Monday. And, yeah. Peace.